It is the WEBO morning show. We've got some guests in the studio today from Spencer.
All the way from Spencer?
The lovely metropolis.
Holy
downtown,
mackerel.
Historic, scenic, beautiful Spencer.
And when you talk about Spencer, you talk about, you know, being in the heart of Spencer.
Right.
These people are in the heart of Spencer.
And you know that if we have guests from Spencer,
yeah,
they're either from that self-service water bottling plant.
Yeah, I like that one.
Or from Hayfully TV, which is now Hayfully Connect.
Hayfully Connect, yeah.
Good morning, Amber Harris. Welcome back.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, Lou.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in. And you brought company with you this time.
I did. We have the president of Hayfully Connect with us, Lee Hayfully.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. President.
Good morning.
How are you?
How often can you say that, Dave?
Not often.
Not often at
not
all.
Not often. Man. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Nice to be here.
We've been having fun talking about technical stuff. Lee's like the technical guy over at Hayfully, and I'm like the technical guy over here at WEBO. So we've been talking about wires. I know about wires, but I don't know about fiber. Fiber's like the new thing.
Okay.
I don't
like fiber, like you make a coat out of fiber, or fiber?
I don't think we're talking about rayon or anything like that, or cotton.
Kind of fiber?
Or fiber.
I mean, some people might get confused.
Fiber optic?
Fiber optic, glass fiber.
Glass fiber?
Glass.
The stuff is amazing, Lou.
Yeah, it is.
Tell us, what can we do with fiber optics? I mean, what is it?
What it's can't like, you it's, do it's with like, fiber optics?
You can send all the communication signals down one fiber optic for pretty much a county.
Down one piece of fiber optic?
One piece of fiber optic. Everything that's going on in the county, you could pretty well do that. So it has a lot of capacity.
He said something very interesting to me when we were just kind of hanging out talking in the studio, Lou. So I'll ask him the question again. How fast is fiber? What's the maximum speed of fiber?
Right. Nobody has got to the bottom of that yet. It keeps going up all the time.
Don't even know. Don't even know. That's pretty cool. So this is good stuff.
Yes.
It must be expensive.
And actually not. So that's what we were talking about earlier. We're building new fiber to the home outdoor cable plant, you call it. And in a rural area where you don't have that many homes to hook up and you have a lot of mileage along the streets, the fiber optic is actually less costly than the cable TV, the aluminum coaxial cable, which also had fiber optic with it anyway. In a rural area where you have less homes to hook up and more miles to do, the dollar figure just swings that way. It's cheaper to put the fiber optic in, and it's so much better.
See, this does not compute to me, because fiber optic sounds like space age,
yeah,
whiz bang. I don't understand it. Not really sure how it works. I feel like I could look in one end and see you out the other end of it.
Every time I think of fiber optics, I think of those little gizmos, those novelty trees.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, you shine the light through
you
it.
You shine the light through it, you see the spray of light.
Is that
and
true?
You're telling
can you do
me
that?
That one of the, huh?
Is that could you actually do that with a piece of your fiber line?
I think they make those out of scrap. Scrap.
Wow.
Commercial
so
fiber optic.
So one of those, just one of those fibers, one of those, just one of those little.
It can carry just tremendous amounts of data.
That's just incredible.
So if it's that awesome, it must be expensive and hard to get.
But
apparently, this is being installed and being used in the rural parts of our area, predominantly Tioga County, but in all kinds of other areas near Tioga County as well. And it's bringing like lightning fast internet speeds to houses that don't have cell coverage yet, basically.
Right.
So I got a real outside the box question here. You've got this fiber optic and it's, I don't know how big the cable is.
Yeah. Is it like a fire hose or is it like,
is it like these cables
pencil
here,
lead or what?
A quarter inch or
similar to your dry erase marker, not a full size.
Okay.
Marker, but the
so like a half inch.
Less. I think there's a dry erase marker.
Oh, there. that dry erase marker.
Right. Yeah. Like it's about 4/10 of an inch generally.
Okay, so
wow,
how many fibers are in that thing?
Oh, you know,
thousands?
A lot. No, what we're using now is just 24 fiber, but in that size jacket, you can get 96 fibers.
Wow,
it comes out, they're in smaller tubes inside, with 12 fibers with color coded. So you can tell.
So what happens with all the fibers? I mean, are they all being used?
No. We learned something a while ago after 25 years ago, we put in six fiber, and then had to put more fiber in again, and most of the cost is the labor. We put a lot of extra fiber in now.
That's amazing.
So you got all unknown capacity.
Yes.
Wow. So, all right, so it's cheaper, like by a lot, by like, what did you say, like 30 cents a foot to like a dollar a foot?
The materials are a lot cheaper. It's hard to calculate the labor on it. The splicing is more expensive. But again, in a rural area, you have less splicing and more just
straight running.
Yeah.
So you're bringing super fast internet speeds to all kinds of rural parts. First of all, where are you bringing it?
We're very heavy in Tioga County. We have the New York State grant. I'll have Amber explain that. We're supposed to be very careful. We give credit to the state for this.
Yes, of course. Mr. Cuomo enjoys his credit where credit is due.
You know, in Tioga County, we're doing Spencer and Tioga, Barton, parts of Newark Valley, Berkshire, and Richford. Did I leave anything out? Kander.
Yeah.
Kander, yes. Very heavy.
Basically, when you... I guess, at least in my brain, when you think about Tioga County and all the places that are connected, the rest of Tioga County is connected too. And in case you're unfamiliar, in a lot of cases, that is through Haefely, especially if you could branch off of Spencer and branch out from there, you're connected via Haefely. So, Spencer, Kander, Tioga, Barton. And then even, you know, the west sides of, like, Berkshire, are you in Richford and Newark Valley and stuff like that? And then you kind of, you know, you're in other parts, too. So you're into Tompkins, maybe a little.
Right. We have a little bit of town of Caroline. We're doing some work there on the New York grant. And we have Enfield, which is the west side of Ithaca. And we have very good coverage there, over 95% coverage in that town. And then we have some things in Schuyler County.
So dumb it down a little bit for us here, because... when you hear the commercials and because it's a little bit of a race right now, the ISP race from the internet service providers, and it basically comes down to speed and price. What kind of speeds are we seeing?
Well, our base speed for the new fiber infrastructure is 100 megabit.
Wow. Okay. And Amber, what's our subscription cost on something like that?
So for the fiber to the home subscribers, the 100 meg is going to be $55.95. So very accessible for people. And for comparison, something like the lower speed packages that people may be accustomed to from other providers might be 3 meg to 5 to 7 meg versus our 100 meg.
So it's fast and it's not terribly expensive either. Right. It's not like you're gonna get $300 a month for fast internet. It's
fast,
very reasonable.
And I would argue that one of the best things about Haefely Connect is that we have local provider services and we have real local people who are here, who live here. We have technicians who are here, who are on call. So if something's wrong with your service, it's not going to be a week or two before we get out there. You know, if there's an emergency issue, we get out there very quickly. We resolve it. People know who we are. We know who our subscribers are. We're friendly and we're fast and we're reliable.
Local company, local people, all that. Local, fast, and reliable. That's the new
slogan.
The new deal.
How about adapting to change? When we hear, you often hear about, like you talk about speeds. Speeds were common speeds were less than 100 for a long time. And when the speed increases and bumps up, what's the impact on Haefely Connect when they say we're going to bump the speeds up?
Do you want to weigh in on that first, Lee?
Our equipment is scalable, bumpable.
Yeah.
We can keep rearranging things to add speeds without...
With no effect on the customer?
No.
That's awesome. Awesome.
New technology comes, and there's many ways to keep adding speed.
So this sort of thing can be difficult to do. I mean, Lee, you're the president of the company. You're the owner of the company, right?
Yes.
And Lee's a business owner, just like I am, just like a lot of our listeners are. And this is a big undertaking and a big project, and I don't know the first thing about hanging wires on telephone poles. I would imagine you probably have to call someone before you just hang something on a on a telephone pole.
Yeah, and that's what's making it take a little longer.
It can take a while, and I assume it could be very expensive too, right?
Yes, yes. But that two things happened at the same time. The state put out this project with the grants, and there's in the area 20,000 miles of cable to build. And at the same time, Time Warner did the merger that then turned them into Spectrum. Mm-hmm. And they were told to get the merger approved to build about 10 to 15,000 miles of wire also. So then all of this stuff hit the utility companies saying, hey, we got to build all this stuff and put it on your poles. And they got hopelessly behind. Mm-hmm. And they've caught up some, but that's the main thing that's taking much longer than the construction itself.
Well, and your niche is kind of serving the underserved, the areas where Wall Street and the big commercial companies don't want to bother spending and running, you know, fiber and things like that.
Especially areas, I mean, in Tioga County, there's a lot of areas that have Verizon for the landline telephone provider, and they don't offer a DSL service in the very rural areas at all. So there are
too costly for them to do it, or whatever.
Well, I'm making a business plan out of it.
Right.
Other companies could have.
Well, and part of this, what I'm getting at is that part of this is coming from a broadband initiative from the state that says let's get everybody connected.
Yes. Right. This Amber, why don't you fill in on that?
Okay.
Tell us about the grant from.
So it's the new New York State Broadband Initiative, and it was designed to bring high-speed internet to unserved and underserved areas with the intention of helping rural subscribers be able to access, you know, world-class media and internet so that they could be part of the media revolution via the internet and just have accessibility, which is extremely important. I have friends who run businesses who have previously been unable to run their businesses from their homes because they don't have fast enough internet.
Right.
And so they're unable to do something that's become more and more common, which is work from home.
Right.
And so initiatives like the new New York State Broadband Grant allow people to do business, be successful in these more rural areas and run their businesses, as well as students who a lot of times homework is online now. So
right.
You're at a disadvantage if you don't have high-speed internet and you have to do your online research for your report. And so this initiative is helping bring accessibility in a lot of ways.
It's a $500 million program statewide that Governor Cuomo put out, and it's a functional program. It's working well. Everything's got a few hiccups, but this is actually getting what they asked for.
Well, when you can get 100 megabyte internet speed on Halsey Valley Road for $55 a month, I mean, that's pretty good, you know?
So one thing I want to be careful about is that we're sensitive about price points because certain areas are coax and certain areas are fiber, and so there are different price points. And so it's important for subscribers who are listening or potential subscribers to make sure that they call in and speak with our expert team members about where they fit in and where their address fits into our territory and which regions are fiber and which ones are coax. Mm-hmm. And so I just want to emphasize that we are delighted to speak with any subscribers or potential subscribers, but to make sure to check with our office to see which areas are being served by the grant and which are coax. And we still certainly offer great services to our coax.
To both, right, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you never really know how it works. It's not our job to know how it works, right, Lou?
I just want to turn it on and have it work.
We just want to know that it works.
That's but right. That's
like,
common.
I like your comments about, you know, the local people doing the work and knowing the neighborhood and stuff. The reliability. I mean, you know, the big machine comes in and we'll be there between 10 and, 8 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and I'm not sure who's coming, but or even if they'll show up. But reliability,
right.
Dependability, the confidence to know that when I push the button, I'm going to get right. The service that I'm paying for, that I anticipate, and that's the whole deal.
We'll send Kenny over. He's on his way now. It's a
right.
Lot different, you know.
Right. Well, and a lot of people know they'll call in and ask for certain technicians, or the technicians know them, you know, people personally. And one thing that I'd like to say, you know, about Lee and Jeremy and their company is that they really genuinely care about their subscribers. They took on this grant initiative because they wanted to see greater accessibility for the rural areas. And Lee's been around here for 35 years. And so he cares about the subscribers. He cares about the areas we serve. And so do our technicians, and so do our customer service team, and so do all the back-end people.
It's a cool thing. You couldn't not do it. I mean, yeah. That's cool. We got to do this, right? I imagine that's kind of what your thought process was, right?
Yes. I've through the years, I've been saying there would need to be some government support to get this stuff out into the very rural areas. And they've had that in the past for both the electricity and the telephone. Mm-hmm. In fact, they still do it for copper telephone, which I think is the biggest waste of resources.
Yes,
it was, because they should require it be the more modern infrastructure.
Right. It's a whole new ball game now. Yes. And what that says, though, is it really says that the state is smart about this now, and they're viewing internet as higher priority as, you know, electricity and, you know, gas and utility type stuff. Like internet is becoming kind of a utility, not just a luxury. Right. It's not a luxury.
Right. It's necessity.
You need it to be connected, you know, for all kinds of reasons. So cool stuff. Amber, thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
Lee, nice to meet you, and thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
I hope you guys come back in again soon. You guys are constantly growing your footprint. We'd love to get updates and hear about what's going on and where you are and all kinds of cool things that are changing. Since the last time you were in, you've rebranded. It's Haefely Connect, local, fast, reliable, and I guess haefelyconnect.com now, huh?
It's yes, that you can use that address, and we are also still on htva.net. We have both.
Okay.
And we're delighted to be here. Thank you for hosting us.
Thanks for coming in, guys. We'll talk to you again real soon. It's 8:34 now. We'll do the 8:30 news in just a couple minutes here at WEBO.